Welcome to today's devotional. This afternoon as I was working, I was just meditating upon God's goodness, and it brought to mind Colossians chapter 1. Paul starts off by giving thanks for the church in Colossae, then he tells them that he prays for them. And verse 12, he comes in and he says he's giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, for he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. And as soon as Paul gets into his beloved Son, it's like he goes on this rabbit trail and just starts dwelling upon the wonders and glories of who Christ is. He says in verse 14, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. What a wonderful and beautiful truth that we have been bought out of our sins by the blood of Christ and receive forgiveness of our sins. He has paid the double of it, us deserving hell and eternal punishment. That price has been paid, and now we have eternal life in him, those who have trusted in Christ. Verse 15 says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. He is preeminent among all creation, as he is God the Son, the eternal Son of God. God the Father made visible as he took on human flesh. And for by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. Just a reminder, this world was created by God through the Word. The Word is Jesus Christ, and he is in control. And this world, no matter what happens in it, is for his glory. It is created not only by him, but it is created for him. And that is just a wonderful reminder. And then verse 17, it says, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. In other words, Christ is sustaining life. Every heartbeat, every breath, every moment of your life is given as a gift from Jesus Christ as he sustains and holds together creation. And this ought to just cause us to give great honor and glory and praise and worship to our Lord and Savior. And just continuing on, it says, he's the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him. What is that fullness? Well, chapter 2 tells us the fullness of deity dwells in Christ. And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. One day, that will happen. The end will be near, and therefore the beginning of eternity, and all things will be set right. And we ought to keep our eyes fixed on the finish line, rejoice and worship Christ, and rejoice in him, and continue on in each daily activity, worshiping Christ, our Lord and Savior, and glorying in his wonderful attributes and who he is. So I hope Colossians was a helpful reminder of how good Christ is and how he is creator. He's in control. You know, everything is about him. Everything is for him, including us and our lives, and that we would keep that proper perspective. Hope you have a wonderful day.